Now, it's 17 minutes to 9 o'clock on Morning Ireland. If you're already thinking about the sun, and who isn't, and your summer holidays, then unlimited cocktails and all-you-can-eat buffets may soon be a thing of the past for Greek holidaymakers. The country's new leader, Alexis Tsipras, has declared war on all-inclusive holidays. The newly elected left-wing prime minister has raised concerns that package trips isolate tourists to one resort in Greece and damage small businesses. We can talk now to Pat Dawson, who is CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
What do you make of this?
Well, it's a very funny move for them to do. I can see the sort of logic, but if I were the Greek government, I would be taking every dollar, every euro, and anything I could find to pay off the 240 billion they owed. So we find it strange. I mean, it's a growing market. The Spaniards do it. Turkey is huge doing this. Portugal do it. And we find it that people want this inclusive package because they know before they go out their full costing. And people with tight budgets, certainly, it's growing in the Irish market.
But does he have a point in that the tourists all go to one area, so the benefits are not spread out?
There is a point. There is a point in that, but we would find that when people book all inclusive, that they tend to maybe stay there or eat there maybe for 3 or 4 days. They like the mostly luxury, and they're high spenders as well, and then they go out to the different parts of the resort. But certainly, from an employment point of view and from a choice point of view, I mean, Greece out of Ireland, you know, it's well over 4 hours, and airlines are you know, that type of journey, the low cost carriers find it hard to get out and get back. So the thing about it is, if there's any marketplace that puts them off, certainly it won't help the Greek economy and Greek tourism, in our view.
Is the destination important, or who people who want to go all inclusive, will they simply just go elsewhere? Would they go to Turkey, for example?
They will, but I mean, you know, a lot of it is to do with price and direct services. So from that point of view, you know, it's where you can get better value. I mean, you take the cruise market, with many that is all inclusive as well, and it's a lot to do with your budget. It's a lot to do when families are going out. Well, they know that the whole thing is going to cost 4,000 or 5,000, whatever it is, and we all know the price of ice creams and cokes and lemonades for kids, and the bill runs up. So from that point of view, certainly families enjoy all inclusive.
Have people from Ireland continued to go to Greece over the last number of years, despite its economic difficulties?
No, it certainly has gone down because the charter market has reduced. So therefore, we depend now on the carriers, the Ryanairs and the Aer Lingus of this world to do it. There's an increased issue of charters to Greece. It's certainly coming back into play as such, because on the ground is very, very reasonable, and you certainly have the sunshine out there. It's coming back in like many other routes are, with a slight lift in the economy.
So you'd say to him, think again?
I would say, you know, grab every shilling you can get.
Thank you very much indeed, Pat Dawson, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. It's 13 minutes to 9.